We're back here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe here with you, and you guys know how excited I am to be All Elite Wrestling in town for Dynamite and Rampage. It's all happening tomorrow night. You can get your tickets at AEWTix.com as low as $29. And one of the people you're going to see on the card is one half of Santana and Ortiz. Ortiz is on the line with us. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. Excited. I'm excited to be in Nashville, and I'm excited to whip Chris Jericho's ass.
Yeah, I want to start with that because you and Santana have been founding members of the Inner Circle, and it feels like we are seeing the demise of the Inner Circle right in front of us. What is going on? What can fans expect tomorrow?
I mean, there's obviously issues, and we're going to settle it in the middle of the ring. I mean, I'm a big proponent. If you have an issue with somebody, you face them eye to eye, and you let your issues be known. And unfortunately, we're at the point where fists are getting involved now. And, I'm all about just settling it and leaving it all in the middle of the ring. And hopefully tomorrow that'll be the end of it. Win or lose, I just want to put this behind us and, you know, we want to put this behind us and just keep it moving.
So you and Santana will face off against Chris Jericho and Jake Hager. Again, all members of the Inner Circle to settle your differences. But how does Sammy Guevara fit into all of this?
Well, he kind of cleaned his hands of the situation. He stepped back and is allowing us to deal with it. Mano y mano, for lack of a better term. I don't blame Sammy. I get where he's at. This is kind of getting out of hand and ridiculous. And we're just kind of fed up with Chris's attitude as of late. He's been very self-centered. Not to go off too much on a tiff, but Sammy just wants nothing to do with it. And I couldn't blame him. If I was in his shoes, I'd do the same thing and focus on the TNT title.
Ortiz is on the line with us. So do you see a scenario, you mentioned it, win or lose, just, you know, get it done, get it worked out and move on. Do you see a scenario where the Inner Circle remains a unit, a very effective unit like you all have been, or is this truly the end?
That's tough to say, man. It seems like it's all leading. This might be the end, but in a perfect world, I like to think of myself as a cup half full type of guy. I'd be able to work it out no matter what the outcome of the match is. But can I say the same thing about Chris or Jake? Probably not, because those two gentlemen don't like losing. So if we beat them, and I have every intention of beating them, then I'm not sure that they can look past that. I personally can. Santana's another story, but only time will tell. You have to tune in to see what'll happen.
Yeah, or be there in person. Again, AEWTix.com at Municipal Auditorium for Dynamite tomorrow on TBS, and then Rampage coming up on Friday. But very excited about both of those shows. We have seen the rise of All Elite Wrestling over the last couple of years, and I was saying before I went on the air, I was there 2 years ago, and it was still a fairly new company. You've been there since the beginning. How cool has it been for you to see this company grow, whether you're getting established superstars from elsewhere or building some of your own within AEW?
Oh, man, it's so exciting. That was one of the main reasons why Santana and I actually came to AEW. There's plenty of other reasons, but that being one of them, we wanted to be a part of something from the beginning and be established players from the start. And that's kind of what we did with the Inner Circle. You stated it best. We've been there since day one, and we've grown with the company. And that's been our goal. We wanted to grow with the company because we know as the company grew bigger, there were going to be more stars coming in, which you're seeing right now. And that only means there's more competition, but that also means that there's more knowledge to be passed around. And that only gives us more opportunities to become better performers, better in-ring athletes, and all that comes with that. I'm excited, man. I'm a kid in a candy store. This has been my dream since I was 14, and to be a part of a company like this with the crop of talent is it's a little insane at times. I look back and I sit on my couch at times and be like, wow, like I have to remember to take it in. Just because sometimes you get so caught up in the moment and you don't take it in. And I definitely have been taking it in, and it's awesome, man. Words, I don't have the words to describe it. I'm sure someone else would, but my vocabulary is very limited, so it's amazing, man.
Well, and what's cool for me is that I've been a wrestling fan my entire life, and so I've watched, you know, all the promotions and all, you know, from all over the world, and you see a lot of the same wrestlers that will bounce from promotion to promotion. But what's been so cool, and you've witnessed it firsthand with Chris Jericho, is watching some of these guys completely reinvent themselves, but get the fans bought into whatever the character is, or however they've reinvented themselves. And, you know, you and Santana have been through it too, wrestling in different promotions. But so whether they knew who you were before, now they see you in AEW. And I think that that's been awesome for them to watch that growth.
Definitely, man. I couldn't say it better myself, for sure.
So tomorrow night, you mentioned the tag team match. That's obviously going to be cool. But what else can fans expect from seeing both of these shows, both Dynamite and Rampage?
Well, we just had the debut of Keith Lee, which was a big one. Jay White, which just jumped on Dynamite last week. So, I mean, tune in for that to see what these two men will do. And, yeah, man, there's just so many exciting things going on, so many exciting stories. And you never know who will pop up. Maybe someone else will pop up tomorrow. Like, who knows? I don't even know. You know what I mean? But that's what's exciting about our work environment, that there's always surprises around the corner. And a testament to the powers that be, Tony Khan, everybody else that puts all the work into it. They just want to make a good wrestling product. And I think for the most part, that's what we've been doing. You know what I mean? And as long as we keep striving to put out the best product, you're going to see the best wrestling on TV anywhere you can catch it. And yeah, man, I mean, just tune in. I'm sure tomorrow is going to be as exciting as last week. And last week there was a lot of big bombshells dropped, and I'm excited, man. So 9 times out of 10, I don't even know what's going to go on. And I'm there, like I said earlier, like a kid in a candy store, just excited, trying to pick the best lollipop.
You said you wanted to do this since you were 14. So how cool is it to be in a company where you're walking in the back and you might run into Sting, who's a Hall of Famer and a legend? You have Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone calling the action. You obviously have Jericho that's a part of that. I mean, these guys that have been doing this for a long time.
It's awesome, man. Just the other day, we were in the locker room, and Paul White, Big Show, was there. And he was just telling us stories, like old war stories, talking about Andre the Giant and stuff like that. And just being able to be a part of that and be able to have his to be there to listen, it's awesome, man. This is all the stories that you hear about. Maybe you might hear it on an interview. Maybe you might read it from a book. But to hear it from the actual horse's mouth itself, it's awesome. At times, I feel like I don't deserve it. It's really cool having people like Jim Ross, Dean Malenko, which is one of my favorite workers of all time. Just hearing how Dean breaks apart wrestling and how he looks at it, and just he's a very special individual. He's very, very, very funny, and it might not seem like it based on his wrestling character, but Dean Malenko was probably one of the funniest people backstage. It's awesome. People like Jerry Lynn, the people you mentioned, it's great, man. I just like sitting there and learning and just hearing about just a funny past story, or just their method of wrestling, how they view it, because everyone kind of views it through a different lens. Some people like comedic stuff, some people like hardcore stuff, some people like very technical. We have some of the greatest talkers in our company, and just being around all that it's amazing, man. It's just an opportunity to grow and learn, and I'm taking advantage of it every day.
Ortiz, as we wrap this up, the company announcing and Cody announcing that Cody and Brandi Rhodes moving on from AEW, obviously a huge important piece to the beginning of All Elite Wrestling was Cody Rhodes. So as he moves on, just how important was he to you personally and helping build AEW?
Man, helping to build AEW was such an integral part of the company. And to me personally and to Santana, he was one of the first people that contacted us about coming to AEW. after we did the first Jericho Cruise, Cody was on there. We actually wrestled him. This is when the guys were still kind of just leaving Ring of Honor, and AEW was like becoming a thing. This is before anything was announced. We did the cruise. We wrestled the Bucks. The Bucks really liked the match with us. And then Cody was the first person, maybe that day after we got off the boat, he was the first person to contact us and say, hey, man, what's going on with you guys? We were at Impact Wrestling at the time, and they were like, well, what's going on with you guys in Impact? We let him know. I think we had less than a year left on our contract there. And to Cody's testament, he kept in touch with us throughout the whole 8 months that we had left. And he was the first person we contacted about coming to AEW. So, I mean, a huge part. He helped us get our job there, you know, along with other people. But, yeah, man, a very important part of AEW. And he did that for so many different wrestlers, not just us. So, yeah, man, best wishes to him and Brandy. And, yeah, man, he huge, huge thanks to Cody. Definitely very important to me and Santana.
Very, very cool. Ortiz, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Can't wait for the show tomorrow. I know it's going to be awesome at Municipal Auditorium, but thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Chase.
Ortiz, one half of Santana and Ortiz in the inner circle, at least for now. We'll see what happens tomorrow, but AEWTix.com, that's where you can get your tickets. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, is when the show gets underway at Municipal Auditorium. AEW Dynamite and Rampage tapings, gonna be fantastic. Appreciate Ortiz for joining us. We'll have much more coming here on ESPN 1025 The Game.